Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
Again, we are so glad you joined with us today. It's just this, some people get up and have a cup of coffee, like me. But I would recommend with your cup of coffee that you have a devotional time. And so thank you for spending that devotional time with us, where you let go of the world and hang on to Jesus. It just makes the day right. So, Jeannie, why don't you catch us up with where we're at?
Oh, that's such a drama
Lot of
story.
drama.
Yeah. We're in Genesis 39, and Joseph has really been on. Oh, I feel so bad for him. Okay, so he was set up by Mrs. P,
Yeah,
Potiphar's
he's
wife.
living right.
He's living right, doing what's right. And what does he get for doing what's right? You
Like a
know,
punch in the nose.
yeah, a lot of us can feel that way sometimes,
Yeah,
but
you keep doing right.
you keep doing right.
Because God can use it.
And the enemy's trying to trip you up to disqualify you. So if he can get you to give in to temptation, give in to a falsely accusing God, get angry, whatever, then he can disqualify you. Or you just have to repent and get back on track, but it slows you down a lot. And there's consequences. Okay, so she's acting like a snake. I can call her that.
That's good.
And so now we're going to be starting with verse 13. Oh, he ran. We talked about running, that it was courageous and wise for somebody to remove themselves from the temptation and just physically leave,
You
turn
said
it
it.
off, walk away, throw the phone out the door, out the
Whatever.
window.
You said it exactly right, Jeannie.
Unplug.
Beat feet.
Isn't that a word that people use a lot now? Unplug. Yeah. So beat feet, unplug, remove yourself from it. That's it. It's not necessarily the most noble thing to do is just to stand there and just take it, take it, take it, take it. You know? Leave. It's okay. It's okay. God has a way of escape for you. We quoted that. So now we're in verse 13. So now we're going to look at what Mrs. P's response is, a reaction is to Joseph on the run.
She says, "What a godly man."
Oh, I'm such a bad girl. I should have never done it.
That's
I feel
right.
so convicted. Joseph, I'm so sorry. Yeah,
Okay.
we hope it's
We
not going to happen. Verse
no.
13. And so it was when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, that's only because she grabbed it, and fled outside, that she called to the men of her house and spoke to them. This is the lie she concocted. I wonder how long it took her to put this together. Saying, "See, he has brought into us a Hebrew to mock us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I
Interesting.
cried out with a loud voice. And it happened when he heard that I lifted my voice and cried out that he left his garment with me and he fled and went outside."
Interesting. I believe she's referring to his faith when she says this Hebrew has come in to mock us. The way he lives is different than the way we live. And so she attacks him.
So she must be, yeah, like this is our group, our family. It's a prejudice thing,
You know, if you
definitely.
look through history, honestly, take an honest look through history, one culture after another will say, it's the Christians,
Yeah.
and then the persecution takes place.
Because it exposes their sin.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And just like in John, the first book of John, remember, it says Jesus, who's perfect, came into the world, was light, and they despised him because they wanted to hide in darkness. They didn't want their sin exposed. So, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. So her sin is being exposed, and she's enraged. There's a saying from some play that hell has no fury like a woman scorned. You know, so that's the state of mind that she's in. It's a murderous state because she, at the expense of making herself have revenge, which she wanted to. She had a bruised ego. You know, like how could you not give in to temptation with
Or
me?
somebody could say, she's thinking maybe somebody's going to say, Joseph, what are you doing jogging through the yard without your cloak on?
Right. So there's going to be
And she'll say, well,
questions.
it she did.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want the finger pointed at her.
No. So she's trying to justify
So she's
herself.
going to go after
So
him.
she's got all this whole plot, which is what people do after they give in to sin and they don't want anybody to find out what they were just doing.
Then they blame.
Then it's the shift game, and they're blaming. So she said it was Joseph's fault. She didn't want to be at fault, so she's blaming it on him. And then she's going to blame her husband, Potiphar, because she's going to tell him, it's your fault that this Hebrew that you brought into our house has caused this thing. So those are her two aims, is to, you know, blame it
you
on
know, this,
him.
As bad as she is, maybe to a lesser extent, perhaps, it's a good word to each one of us. Tell the truth.
Right.
You know, just tell the truth.
Right. But she didn't have a relationship with God.
Right.
Doesn't seem to.
And apparently she didn't listen to Devotional Life with Paul and Jeannie, so.
or even be attracted to what Joseph was witnessing with his own life and his choices he was making.
True.
Because, you know, like we talked about last time too, Potiphar could have been interested in Joseph's God because of the life that he lived, and he admired him so much and he trusted him so much. And there's some kind of jealousy in her. And the other thing kind of amazes me is that here's this woman who is married to this prestigious man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she must have had so much money.
Yeah, they had servants.
And well, they lived in a beautiful home.
Yeah.
And everybody waited on her. And, you know, people dream of being in a position like that where they're higher up, could have all the jewelry, the
makeup. She was a celebrity.
Makeup. Yeah, she was a celebrity. She was.
Yeah.
And yet that doesn't satisfy the heart. You know, that was not enough. And so she was trying to find something else to satisfy her restless heart.
And it didn't impress Joseph.
No.
Because he answers to a higher authority.
He does.
Yeah.
But I still think he was dealing with a genuine temptation because he's a young boy. He's only 37 at the time.
27,
so,
did you say?
Hmm?
He's in his 20s, right?
Oh, sorry, 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting near 30. But that's, you know.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a girlfriend or a wife yet or anything. So I'm sure it was something that was like a flag in front of a bull. You know, come on, come on, come on. It was a genuine temptation for him. So what else do you think, honey? What do you think about Mrs. P?
We're going to talk about Mrs. P some more. Well, you know what? I don't know if you've caught a glimpse of any of these really crazy shows. You know, the Housewives of, you know, Beverly Hills, or the Housewives of, you know, different cities, and they're just, a lot of them are just really full of themselves and how they look and how much money they have, what kind of car they drive. And that is a trap. And it was definitely a trap for her.
And when they, people usually that are striving after those things, and they, if they have the bad luck of actually getting them, then that's when you see people, you know, turn to drugs and alcohol or suicide, because they've arrived and yet it wasn't enough to satisfy them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was in a hard place. I wouldn't want to have been her friend. Well, maybe I would have, because then I could witness to her. But yeah.
But best to find your satisfaction in Christ.
Right.
Like I'm going to give, let me see if I can have a blanket kind of a statement here. We are most fulfilled when we are the most satisfied in Christ. There you have it. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, so much for today and for loving us and encouraging our hearts to put you at the top of the list of everything and anything. I pray, Father, blessings on my brothers and sisters who are listening. Encourage their hearts, Lord, today. Walk with them. Show them the world through your eyes. For we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. And everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you soon.